The Hideous Creature Show.
Do you sometimes feel irritable, restless, uneasy, sad, normal, or just plain not high? Maybe it's time to try crack. Crack may cause shivers, night terrors, gay for pay, heart palpitations, homicidal paranoia, or the sensation that you're on fire. Peeing blood and seeing friends' faces as talking skeletons are possible side effects of crack. People who use crack may also experience 5 to 7 years in prison where brutal raping may occur. If you experience one or more of these side effects, consult your dealer. You may need more crack. Crack. Isn't it time you see what all the fuss is about?
From the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside Tutuatu, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is April 30th, 2011, and I'm one of your hosts. My name's June.
And my name is Jenny.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode number 93. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internets. Hangover Tally.
Just me.
Oh, I can always tell because you brought your Slurpee in.
I showed up with a Slurpee. I couldn't wait to. I was dreaming about that Slurpee, but I didn't want to go get it till I was on the way here. Because otherwise it would get melty.
It would get melty. And I fought getting drunk all day. I've been waiting to get to drink all day, and I've already drank, what, three quarters? Three quarters of a Tisdale. And I'm stoked.
You look very happy.
I'm so happy. I don't have a life, Jenny. Maybe you know this fact about me.
I kind of do.
Yeah, no life. Just the show. And without Patrick here to do a bunch of the sound stuff, I'm running the board. I'm running the recording of the
you
show.
Are.
And I'm running all the sounders.
And so. I'm just sitting here.
And well, that's fun. That's fun. How does that feel?
It's pretty good.
Feels pretty fucking good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So Pat's gone today.
Yeah, and we miss you, Patrick. He's in the desert making a movie.
Yes.
I saw some of the pictures. Did you see those?
Uh-uh.
That, John, he's a cameraman, I think, on this gig. He posted some pictures on Facebook, and I saw him, and it looks like a sci-fi movie.
Really?
They went to the desert to make it look like another planet, and it looks like another planet.
That's awesome.
Very another planet. Insanely another planet. But other than that, what's up? How are you doing? How's life treating you?
I'm doing good. Other than being hungover, I feel pretty good. And actually, now that I'm here and I've drank like half my Slurpee, I feel so much better.
See, that's your hangover cure. That works for you.
It is. It does. The sugar, I guess, the caffeine, I don't know. And I know they say you're not supposed to have caffeine because it dehydrates you, but it makes me happy.
Well, caffeine makes you feel good. Makes
Plus
you feel like a super person.
Yeah. Plus, I was really tired, so I kind of needed the caffeine anyways.
Well, in Portland, I've noticed, and this is a thing that this time of the year, when springtime's starting to spring, is that when the sun's out and you waste your day being hungover, you feel like a dick.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I went to bed early last night. I got a text from Sweet Karen last night. You guys went to a friend's birthday party. And I got the text, and I just went, that's funny because I'm getting ready for bed. Have fun, you guys.
Have fun at the party that's just starting because I'm ending my day.
Yep, and I went to Sleepy Town, and then I woke up at 5:30 in the morning.
Which was too early for a Tisdale.
That was way too... Actually, it's not too early for a Tisdale on a non-show day. But otherwise,
right.
I would have started drinking like 7. I've done that before at 7 in the morning, like start drinking. Especially if you're hanging out with friends or a friend, a stay-the-night friend. You're like, fuck it. Let's just get drunk.
Day drinking's fun.
Yeah.
Especially when the sun's out. Oh, it's nice.
Yes. The funny thing about the sun being out, a segue, is I thought about what's going to be happening in the now that the summertime's here. And a lot of it is people going out and camping, and how much I hate camping.
You really do.
I fucking despise camping. I hate it. I can't stand the idea of getting shit ready to go somewhere else, and you have to take all the stuff out, and then you just get drunk in the woods, and then you have to pack everything up, and it costs as much as it would to go see a friend in another state. For instance, like Colorado Kenny. Like if I had a girlfriend, it would be cheaper for us to get plane tickets and go to Colorado and
come
go
on.
Visit somebody else.
How much hot dogs and marshmallows are you buying?
I don't, a lot. Well, I just, well, you have to get your tent. I don't have a tent.
Right.
You have to get your stupid sleeping bag that you're going to be uncomfortable in and cold. I don't give a shit. Who says that I have like this Antarctic fucking sleeping bag that you probably spent like $50,000 on that you had to get through NASA? It's basically like a stupid chrysalis. I'm not going to sit in a sleeping bag. I'm not going to lie in a sleeping bag.
The bad things about those like Arctic bags or whatever is they make you so warm that you sweat and then you get even more cold.
Right. I've got my bed down so good. I have two body pillows. I have one on the right side, one on the left side. And
do they have girl names?
Actually, they have names. One of them is, I think, Mr. Garrison. And the other one, they have South Park names. Is what Stan's sister? She talks to the sister.
Shelly.
And the other one's Shelly.
Oh, do and you snuggle with Shelly?
I do. It depends on what side I'm shifting to. But
or if you're gay that night, then you snuggle with Garrison.
When I sleep, I'm bi. But I just, whenever I have like some sort of day out or a vacation or something, I always want a syllabus, like an inner syllabus, to where there's something that I'm going to do. And going out and sleeping on the fucking ground is not part of something that I think is good. I think it sucks. I think it's stupid. And I understand that you can have other accoutrements to it to make it good, but I fucking can't stand it. I hate it.
Yeah, if you want to make your camping enjoyable, you're right. You do have to take like if VT and I go, we take an air mattress, we take like a stove, and coffee maker.
Okay.
Like all the shit, and it takes like when the two of us went camping, it took so long to haul all of our stuff. Just there.
Gas money.
Okay.
But I'm thinking like think of all the stuff that you have. Like you have to buy that tent. The tent's $100. Your sleeping bag is like what? That's another $50.
Yeah, probably.
Your food is going to be $100, and then all the other bullshit is gonna amount a plane ticket to somewhere that I should go, like go see somebody that I miss. I don't want to go see Bigfoot.
In a bed.
I don't miss Bigfoot. Fuck Bigfoot.
You don't like camping.
I hate camping. You know, and that is a big thing when you're single because women like to go camping. That's some of the things they say. I like to go camping. I'm like, I like to go watch movies at the movie theater. You like popcorn? I hate camping. I can't stand it.
I like camping, but I'm not like one of those people that camps like every weekend or anything.
Well, what is it about camping that you enjoy?
I like preparing food outside on a fire. I think that I like the smell of campfire. I like when we went camping, we went somewhere where we could swim, and that was fun.
Okay.
Because there was an activity to be done.
Okay, so that's part of the syllabus. You have an activity. But I can't do it.
We went camping at a campground that actually had like the coin operated showers.
See, that's not camping,
right? It was we definitely weren't roughing it. And one of the times we went with his parents, and they have a huge RV that's like nicer than our house,
right?
So I mean, it wasn't really like
I could do that, but my friends go camping in places that you can barely drive to,
right?
And sometimes there's snow on the ground. I look at snow as I look at snow anywhere on the ground that snow falls is a place that I need to get out of before I get sleepy because I don't want to die.
I don't like to be cold. I'll only go camping if it is warm.
You know what? I just thought of something. I like having sex in the woods.
I do too.
So that's good.
Yeah.
But you could come home after the sex.
Another bad thing about camping, like in the areas that have the showers and the picnic tables and everything all set up for you, is that you have a million people surrounding you. Like when we went, there was this group of of women. I don't know if it was like a bachelorette party or something, but they were so loud. Like all the other campers had children and stuff, and they kept until like 3 o'clock in the morning or whenever we fell asleep. People, you could just hear people going up to their campsite and being like, "Yeah, our daughter's sleeping. Could you please be quiet?" And there was this one really loud bitch that was like, "Fuck you." Well, it was really
was
bad.
Was her name Jenny Kaler?
No, I actually BT and I didn't even take any beer with us. We did a sober camp.
I don't understand how that even happened. I can't. There's no.
That sounds
I
horrible.
I have to drink myself to sleep.
Right.
Like if I was, I have no analogy for it, but I have to drink in order to just go to sleep because I feel like an idiot. I feel like I got duped. Like Mother Nature duped me. And I'm not falling for it. That's why I bought a house. So I can camp in here. I can, yeah. And especially if I close my eyes, I could be anywhere in the world. I could be anywhere in the universe.
You're camping every night in your dreams.
Ugh. Anyway, so Patrick's not going to be here with us this week. He's doing the movie. Some of the things we're going to get to on the show, we have our topic of the week. We have last week's DB winners. We have a whole new herd of douchebags for you guys. And sweet Patrick was nice enough to leave us a movie madness. And should we say it?
Reveal it.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but we should say that.
Yeah.
That. Go ahead, Jenny.
Okay. Well, we when he sent us the movie, we had to play one of the clips so that we could get the levels and the sound on it, also to make sure that it worked and whatever. And after one clip, we both got it. We right. figured out what it was. So rather than like us pretending like, I wonder what it is, we're just going to tell you that we both already fucking
yeah.
know.
We were at 30. Yeah. And what's even more fucked up, everybody, is that this is what we got it on.
Want to breed?
Tempting, but no.
Really, Jenny? We got it on that.
Dorks. When you figure out what the movie is, you'll understand how stupid we are.
Also,
or smart.
Also, touche, Patrick. This is
yes. This was very good.
Not only is it a good movie, but it's a good fuck you. I'm yeah. not here. Movie. Should we do another one?
Yeah, let's do another.
Where the hell did you come from?
Oh, I wouldn't have got it off that.
No.
Anyway, for anybody that doesn't know, that's maybe a first time listener to the show. We play a game called Movie Madness, where Jenny and I. And try to pick what the movie is. Wait, Patrick chooses a movie.
Yes.
And Jenny and I try to pick what the movie is. And you as a listener can also play along. By the way, I have to say, right now I'm running the sound, the recording. I'm running all that shit. So if things seem like a little weird, it's because I'm back in the saddle again. And it's been a little bit before since I've done that. But, do you think we should just jump into our topic of the week?
Sure.
Then? Okay.
Let's do it. Okay, so our topic of the week for episode 93 is, what would your end of days song be? So you had mentioned that there's some religion that thinks that the end of days is May 20th. Is that right?
Right. There's a bunch of shit going down in the next, like, I think 2012 or 2012 or whatever has like some dates. And then there's another one. I forget who the fuck it is, but they think that it's going down on May 21st. So we have actually a countdown clock on our website that's just counting down
the
end of days. But yeah, I was thinking that end of days songs or something like
yeah,
what
like
the
what,
fuck's going down? How is it going to come to
how
an
is it going to go down?
All right.
So what I was thinking is what I think, well, what's been happening lately with all the crazy tornadoes and stuff in the South, it was like 100 tornadoes or some shit.
No, right. And the Japanese tsunami.
Yeah.
It's looking not good for the non-believers, a.k.a. you
right.
and I.
So what I'm thinking how it's going to go down is that like every possible natural disaster is going to happen all at the same time, which a lot of them would like trigger other ones. Like, you know, if a tsunami happened, which...
Orcas...
Then an earthquake and oh yeah, all the mammals in the sea would come on land.
They're like
and,
surfing for the first time.
And it would terrorize us.
Because one of them told another one that human meat was delicious.
Oh, it's totally delicious.
Oh, it's
believe so
me,
good.
It's good.
So all of the natural disaster, like I'm talking lightning.
Super lightning?
Super lightning. Sharks that bark bees.
What's is there like... Is there a natural disaster that's lightning?
I guess not, huh?
No, that would be that would
well,
be
that would be like
one,
a hurricane,
though.
I guess, involves lightning and like a super storm.
Right, okay.
And the hail, the like, perfect storm.
Right, like a kickball-sized hail shooting out
totally.
At the geriatrics.
Frogs will fall from the sky.
Shooting lightning.
Cockroaches will take over. So, the song that I chose that will be playing when this all goes down for me in my last moments is going to be this. I'm probably riding a bolt of lightning. I'm going to harness it. And I don't know that this is the actual song I'd want to hear before I die, but I think it really just sums up the power.
I agree. I thought maybe we should do another one that's songs that we would hate to hear or like to hear at the end of days.
This could be it.
In the earth was last night's bed.
He's camping!
He's camping.
Only God knows where I've been. I'm a devil on the run, a six-gun lover, a gamble in the wind. Yeah! Yes! So the way that I figured that I'm probably going to go out and actually meet my maker is all this shit, you know, I just realized that it's all happening. There's nowhere to hide. It's not like I have a bomb shelter. So I just run out in the middle of the storm, and shit's like cows are flying around. It's like the movie Twister. It's crazy. Probably Bill Paxton is there.
Probably to save you.
Hopefully, but he probably gets killed like right before I do anyways.
Cain to the Abel? What the fuck does that mean?
And the way that I actually die is that a weather vane flies off the nearest barn and impales me. And all four directions, north, south, east, and west, are in my gut. And it all just makes sense.
That's pretty awesome. Like, for once in your life, you're at the right spot.
I'm at the right place
you're
in
right
the middle
where you
of
need
it
to
all.
Be. You're right where you gotta be.
And John Bon Jovi is taking me home. Because he's God.
Is he?
Yeah.
Motherfucker. I've been praying to the altar of Dio.
Dio's like his right-hand man. But yeah, in my religion, it's definitely John Bon Jovi. Pre-haircut.
Isn't this from Young Guns?
I think it might
Is
be,
it?
Actually.
He wrote this for Young Guns?
I think it might be. It's from some crappy movie.
You think about all the artists in the world that have done wonderful masterpieces to, like, you know, Leonardo doing... Mona Lisa, you know, and fucking
the
Jovi
Sistine
hit
Chapel.
It. Joni did it to a Western about Billy the Kid. Well,
I
Jenny,
love the twang.
I do too. Bow. There's a lot of twang in there. I like it, Jenny. Very good choice.
Thanks. That song's going to be in my fucking head all day now.
You know what? When I was queuing it up, it's not been in my head. It's just constantly fucking going in my head. I got Jovied.
You totally got Jovied.
Got Jovied.
Boom, Jovied.
Damn, son of a bitch.
Okay, so what would your end of days song and scenario be?
Well, mine, I have a really odd, just end of days.
Anything can happen.
Well, what's fucked up is you've seen it coming.
Mm-hmm.
Or I have. This is what I got. I'm in a wet t-shirt contest with just me and Patrick.
I'm not aware of too many things.
I'm joking. Sorry, we haven't done it in a while, so I thought that it would be funny to hear. Mine is that we're debating, there's a bunch of community debating, like Portland is down in the Portland's sofa, which is, what's it called?
This is Portland's sofa.
Portland's sofa. What's it? The Pioneer Square.
Gotcha.
Everybody's down at Pioneer Square, and we're debating, you know, all the disasters and stuff. And then what happens is we see an oblong sphere come out of the clouds. It's a spaceship, but it's not like a normal spaceship. It's kind of oblong, and it looks like an O. And it starts descending down, and this is the song that I chose.
Ooh.
Okay, so what happens is that, you know, it's descending. Everybody's got their mouths open and like, oh. And it lands and the door opens and Oprah comes out.
The Oprah?
Yeah, Oprah. And we realize, oh, they're O's. And we look around, there's like 1,000 other O's starting to come down. All, you know, you can't see a little square of sky that doesn't have Oprah's O's coming down. And the doors open and a bunch of Oprahs start coming out. And this is not a coincidence that Oprah's show is ending right, you know, near the end of days.
Right. What else do we have to live for?
Nothing.
Nothing. Let's end it. And you know all the women are going crazy. Their idol is like multiplied.
And they're going, finally.
She's come to take us.
Finally. Finally. And so there's armies and armies of Oprahs. And they're all like marching in unison to Blue Oyster Cult.
Of course.
Oprah. No. They say she's got to go. Go, 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 Oprah. And then Oprah has her her TV show, and all the women in the world band together. They make a super Oprah army and destroy all the men, and that's it.
I get to live.
Yeah, you're alive.
Yes. Allegiance to Oprah.
Don't make Oprah angry.
Do not anger Oprah.
Maybe I'll be like a foot slave, like a massager or something.
She might let you live. Now she's got Gail for
no,
that.
No, I'm dead. She hears this podcast. I'm on the chopping block right off the bat.
Actually, that's kind of like if you can't, you shouldn't make threats against the president's life or whatever. If you make a threat against Oprah, her people are everywhere.
Yeah, the Oprah.
They're into your mind and what you're thinking.
Yep, so I think Oprahs are going to come down and kill us all.
She is the most powerful person on the planet.
Oprah.
No. She has enough money that she could have already started her own planet. She has her own network.
Well, you and I have talked about the Oprah contingency, and we both agreed that she's not the most powerful woman in the world. I think she's the most powerful person in the world.
I agree.
She has Obama and fuckface. What's his name? And God, never mind. All the Saudis. Dr. Phil. I was going for Gaddafi, but yeah, Dr. Phil.
Ooh, I wonder if she'd let Dr. Phil live.
No. Dead. All men must die in order for the Oprah.
Even Stedman?
No, Stedman's gone. Stedman doesn't even exist.
He doesn't really.
Yeah, he's like a chupacabra or like a Bigfoot. It doesn't exist.
He's not real.
She goes home and just counts her money. and fine tunes the carburetor in her Oprah saucers. So that's mine.
I like it.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, I like it. But you know, doesn't Oprah realize that with all the men dead, that how are we going to make more women? Well, I guess she's already made her cloned herself, so she doesn't give a shit. All of us regulars will die out, and then.
And I also really think that men are on the way out. We're done. What do we have to offer? We're all idiots, and we're all kind of complacent and shit. We're done. We don't have a purpose on the planet anymore, except for to like fight other men.
Women can be happy with a house full of cats. What do they need with you guys?
Well, now that bureaucracy's involved, you don't need men. It's all paperwork. You don't need a sword or a gun. And then, you know, eventually.
We'll all be led by Oprah and maybe little Hillary Clinton thrown in.
No, they're going to kill her, too.
She's too manly.
They're going to drag her around, too. She's dead. She's gone. Well, and that's our topic of the week for episode 93.
Hey, can we get a couple more movie madness from you?
Of course you can. It's taking me
from
a
Ghost
bit.
Patrick.
God damn. Okay, wait. Hold on. This track. Here we go.
Yeah!
You know
it's
that,
so
right?
Funny because I know what it is.
I know. And you know what's funny is at the time I thought those two characters were like the funniest thing.
Me
in the world.
Too.
That was comedy gold. Back
and I
then.
Actually just recently rewatched this movie.
Oh.
And
you just sitting home alone with some popcorn.
BT and I actually got it on Netflix because we're
there.
Dorks, and we watched it. And those two characters. Not as funny as I remembered.
That's
kind of dumb.
Actually, it's funny that you bring that up because when I was just listening to this shit, they suck. They're the worst. They're the Jar Jar of the movie.
They totally are the Jar Jar of the movie. It's true.
All right. Well, here's another one.
Don't go near it. We don't know where it's been.
These are really clippy, too.
Patrick, they're really vague. I like it.
Well, what I like about Patrick is he does sound on movies. So I think that he was like done with sound. He's like, fuck doing clips. I'm going to just put in these little tiny
guys. And he had a bunch on his plate. So even to like do this and send it in for us was awesome. He's just like, here, blah, here's a thing.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Should
You're
we do one
best.
More?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. It takes me a little bit to get it.
I want to count the bones.
They're all like 2 seconds long.
I know. They're like tiny clips. You poor people are just like going, what the fuck? Fuck. Just
or
think
if you've
nerd.
Already figured it out, you're like, these guys are dumbasses.
Well, I think our listeners already know we're idiots.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what the fun thing about us being idiots, though, is that anybody that listens to this is an idiot.
Also idiot by Yay! Association.
So we're going to jump into a fake break. When we come back, we're going to divulge, what is that, episode 91 and 92's douchebags. And then we have a whole new bunch of DBs for you guys. We're going to be right back. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
The Hideous Creature Show.
When I came to America from Russia, I discovered many wonderful things, like blue jeans, unopened mail, and light beer from Miller. Yeah. When I tasted this light, I said to myself, what a country. Light has great taste. Light's also less filling with third less calories than the regular beer. In America, there is plenty of light beer, and you can always find a party. In Russia, party always finds you.
Light beer from Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer, and less.
Hey!
We are back from fake break. We miss you, Patrick.
June's like an octopus over there with all of the hands running everything.
Yeah, all the faders and all the other options. I forgot how hard it was to do before Patrick took over all the sound.
Yeah.
Not to mention our whole recording system is weird right now. We bought a new soundboard.
Yeah. It's not here yet, but hopefully next week.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be here next week. I was thinking that we should divulge last week's winners for douchebags.
Yes, and we actually held over episode 91 and 92, so we have both weeks combined
for
who
episode
won.
93.
Yeah,
we there was Sasha Gabor, that was trying to get a baby.
What a dummy.
That crashed his car into a crime scene where cops live. We have the mailman that pooped. We have the guy that told on the mailman. We have a guy that punches a woman because he won't talk to her at a bar. And we have the local government that puts a hammer down on underage youth kids. Goth kids.
Goth kids, yes.
The winner, we're not going to go over the other ones, but in first place, what do you think?
I think Zsa Zsa.
No.
No?
And I have to say hands off to our listeners because this was my personal favorite. This is who I would have said was the douchebag, is the people that narked
on the pooper.
On the pooper.
Of course, if I would have thought about it for five more seconds, I probably would have realized that that's what our listeners would vote for.
Touché, you guys. Nobody likes a narc. I think that's like set in stone.
And I really don't think that the mailman was pooping to be malicious. I think he really just didn't want to poop in his pants.
I was playing the devil's advocate last week saying that, yeah, he was. He's a habitual pooper. But
yeah,
what was really weird is that I listened to a couple other podcasts and they had the same story on theirs and they had the same input onto it as us. So I think we're on the right page.
I think we are, too.
I don't think we're bad people. I don't think we're good people.
We're realistic people.
So we jump into episode 93's Douchebag of the Week for the Hideous Creature Show.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm going to fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
All right. The first one that I have is... A teacher stripped off his clothes and walked naked around a Georgia elementary school. He gave cops a new age explanation for his behavior, claiming that he had achieved a, quote, new level of enlightenment and wanted everybody to be free now that his third eye was open. More like brown eye.
Well, I mean, a man's third eye is not your wiener. your urethra,
your
right?
Pee-hole.
Your pee hole. Your little spelunker.
Well, it was definitely open then and all around the school. For allowing others to see his third eye last Friday afternoon, Harlan Potter was charged with public indecency. The 31-year-old educator was booked into the Clayton County Jail on a misdemeanor charge and released after posting $2,000 bond. Since Porter's April 22nd stroll, which came at about 3:20 p.m., was not witnessed by any students who had been dismissed, he avoided more serious charges. Seriously, your kid comes home and he's like, I saw Mr. Potter's pee-pee today.
I saw his third eye.
Like, what? What are you talking about?
His wiener. Eye. His pee-pee hole.
He told me it was his third eye. After Potter told a Marrow Police Department officer about his enlightenment, the cop reported that, quote, I then explained the obvious problem that his third eye was being opened in public. While acknowledging that his education...
He's being reprimanded like a child. That's awesome. I mean, who goes into a school? Who works at a school that's just walking around naked? I mean, I can't think of... Correct me if I'm wrong, but I can't think of one incident or one thing, one time where it's appropriate to walk around in a school naked. Unless it's naked day?
Yeah, unless you're in the movie Hair, in the play Hair.
Right, or you're at a college dorm.
I can't on Animal House.
Really? I can't think of anything.
And it's probably like one of the worst places you could walk around naked.
It's probably warm, though. Maybe his house is a little chilly. And then you have a shrinker, though. Ooh. See, that's another thing a man doesn't do. He needs to walk around with like his, you know, his justice flanging about in full, you know, full regalia.
Well, they're kids. They don't know what's big. While acknowledging that his education career would be damaged by the bus, Porter said he still desired to teach, except, quote, on a new level, with hands in the earth, gathering the essence and learning how to love one another and fully appreciate the spiritual realm. Police reported that Potter had, quote, several books in his belongings that appeared to be on topics such as spirituality and transcendental meditation. According to cops, fellow teachers reported that Porter did not drink sodas or other canned beverages and maintain a strict vegan diet and was not known to take drugs or drink alcohol. However, on the date in question, they noticed that he was drinking a Coke and had gone to Taco Bell to get tacos for lunch. You know that that's like the food of enlightened people is third meal. It is. It's a chalupa, man.
I don't. I just. Maybe he's like, maybe he has an eating disorder, and he finally got, you know, what he wanted and decided, like, fuck it.
His enlightenment was drinking a Coke.
Maybe, you know what? These prices are so buster that I have to share with everybody by opening my third eye. Jesus.
It is unknown what role, if any, the Mexican delicacy may have played in Porter's ill...
Wait. One time? What was that? Read that one again.
It is unknown what role, if any, the Mexican delicacy may have played in Porter's ill-advised decision to unveil his third eye. Though Reed did note that the teacher had recently learned that his employment contract would not be renewed.
I have a question. Do you think he was dosed by a student? Is he a high school teacher?
No, elementary. Those elementary kids, they'll dose
you. Well, you know, when we were kids, we did it in, you know, we did the LSDs in high school. Maybe now it's in elementary school.
Maybe.
Seriously, though, do you think he was dosed?
No.
Do you think he just really, like, yes, got enlightened?
I think he's a schizophrenic and he's crazy and he thinks that he's enlightened.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think you're right. You're probably right. I'm an idiot. I just always go
you're
for
you're enlightened.
The... All right, it's coming off.
No, Jim, no.
Some areola for you, motherfucker. All right, so I got one. Guess where mine's from?
Florida.
Yay! Take off an article of clothing. Authorities in Stanford are trying to identify a shopper who urinated on more than 100 packages of cough syrup in a Walgreens.
Hmm. Gross.
Probably after Taco Bell. The incident occurred about 10:30 p.m. Thursday at Walgreens. According to Stanford police, the man, who appeared to be a normal everyday shopper, went on the aisle, looked around, unzipped his pants, and urinated on about 110 packages of cough syrup. That's all I could do to not just fucking laugh during reading that copy. And I gotta pee right now, too.
Oh, if there was cough syrup in here, you would be so whipping it out. I wonder why he chose cough.
I gotta compose myself.
I wonder why he chose the cough medicine out of all of the. He could have gone like on the Depends in the Depends aisle.
No, that would have been too. That would have been an easy target. What I'm thinking. Well, what when was this written? This was in April 26. So maybe there's like a bunch of people that have colds, and he's mad at people that have colds. So he just pisses all over the cough drops, thinking this is their only source of, like, cough droppery?
Didn't he really? I mean, he had to know that they have cameras in those joints, right?
Everything, yeah.
There's cameras in every store.
I mean, don't you think that about I think that about when I'm in my bed all by myself, that there's a camera watching me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe my third eye was telling me that. The man then walked from the pharmacy and tried to have a prescription filled. But he did not have the proper documents and that police said.
Of course he didn't.
The man then left the store. The video camera detailed his whole pee-pee job. He's targeting somebody in particular. Somebody that has a cold.
Wait, did he think like, well, okay, so it's cough syrup. So he's peeing all over it thinking that like it's going to be a great joke for when the people have to like, if they drink straight out of the bottle, they're like drinking his pee.
Maybe he won like like $50 on a scratch and thought the odds were in his favor that his buddy that stole his car that has a cold is going to go buy cough syrup.
He's like, Barry's totally going to
And now
come.
He's going to go piss on a bunch of cough syrup containers and... Barry's going to buy it.
I get all my prescriptions from Walgreens. I'm not going to want to touch anything in
really?
There now.
You get your prescriptions from Walgreens?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that like overpriced?
Well, I have health insurance.
God damn it.
I am one of the total upper echelon.
No, I mean, that's you're seeking vengeance for something in particular. Someone in particular. That maybe, you know, you overheard.
I just like that. Why did he choose that out of all the products in the Walgreens?
He's
caffeine.
Why did he choose the cough syrup?
And just pissing all over it.
Maybe he was like a Robitussin employee and they fired him. And so he wanted to pee on their products.
That could be it. I don't think that's not it.
Oh, my God. Jeez. What a dumbass.
So that's one of my douchebags. Okay. What do you got, Jenny?
I got another one. You're going to particularly love this one, June, because it is it involves one of your favorite things in the world, which is...
Wait. Can I guess?
Yeah.
My favorite things in the world. Tisdale?
No.
Can I have three guesses?
Yes.
Okay. It's not Tisdale. Is it... Revenge?
No.
Okay. Is it just shitty TV?
No.
God damn it. What is it?
It is ninjas.
Wait. Oh. I grew out of ninjas a little bit. I mean, but I have a soft spot. I have a soft spot.
You do love ninjas.
I do. Can you hand me that other bottle of Tisdale so I can crack it?
I can.
I'm going to a soccer match after the game. Or after
soccer
the,
hooligans.
After the, yeah.
A spate of mysterious crimes carried out by ninjas has left...
Pete Moss is in there somewhere.
...has left Pittsburghers annoyed and confused.
Wait, one sec. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's nice to do this with only two people so that there's not three people talking over each other.
Yeah.
But Pittsburghers?
Yeah.
Is that an actual... Because it's Oregonians, Ionians... Californians.
I thought it would be Pittsburghians.
I thought it was, yeah, Pittsburghians.
Pittsburghers sounds wrong to
Pittsburghers
me.
Sounds like...
Pittsburghers?
Pittsburghers. All right. We should call Baby Lestrange.
Yeah.
She's from Pittsburgh.
In the latest event, a sword wielding... There's a tongue twister. A sword-wielding ninja smashed 11 cars in South Union Township, Pennsylvania, and tried to stab a man who confronted him. Santino Guzzo said he heard glass breaking, found the ninja hiding in a yard, and was cut in the hand during the ninja's escape.
Do you think he was thwarting him with his finger, like, you should not be out here? Like, scolding him with his one finger like your mom did?
Maybe.
And like his
hey, ninja!
What's a ninja sword called? Hold on. Ninja Doe? Ninja Tau? No, I don't know. I see ninja. I left ninja behind.
You did. You've grown up.
Yeah, so should have he.
This is a quote from Guzzo. He was like a gazelle that just got attacked by a lion. He got up and fell and got up and fell. Then he jumped off a cliff.
What?
I don't know.
Okay. Can you remind me so that we can, like, does it say who wrote the article?
No.
Because I like the way this guy writes.
Because
we read a lot of copy on the show and it's all shit.
It's
99% of it is
so
just horrible.
Badly written usually. Guzzo reported that he did not move with the grace typically associated with a ninja and that he therefore will not live in fear of the ninja's return. A number one, if you see a ninja, they're not a fucking ninja.
Right, right. They're hidden.
Yeah, you don't see them walking down the road.
This is the only ninja in Pittsburgh on roller skates.
WTAE News, quoting neighbor Chelsea Cunningham, said the ninja also left behind like a fifth of liquor.
Whoa, so it is Pete Moss. It is we have a friend of the show. His name's Pete Moss, a.k.a. the Night Streaker.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
elusive.
The Night Streaker is doing some social vengeance.
Maybe he's taking a tour of Pittsburgh. A few weeks ago in Scottsdale, Pennsylvania, a man was charged with child endangerment after leaving his four-year-old child at home. At home alone.
Did we read that one?
Mm-hmm, we did. Police insist that Ross Hertz, 28, was dressed in ninja garb when approached. When approached, Hertz denied being a ninja and said it was all a misunderstanding. I wasn't playing ninja. I wasn't playing anything. I went out for a jog. Because that's okay to leave your four-year-old at home if you're jogging. It's for fitness.
Well, this is unbeknownst to us, non-ninjas, that ninja babies can take care of themselves from age, like maybe 2 months.
Definitely.
Until their adulthood.
Yeah, they can just leave.
They're self-sufficient.
They totally are. Not long ago, two sword-wielding ninjas robbed a gas station.
Oh, they're getting ready for the Oprah.
They're getting ready.
They robbed a gas station in Richland Township, Pennsylvania, taking with them cash, cigarettes, and lottery tickets. Okay, A, ninjas don't need swords to rob gas stations because they're so quick they could just do it and they would never even know the cigarettes were gone.
They're called the Stealth Warrior.
Plus, ninjas don't need lottery tickets. They're already rich.
I don't know if that's true or not, but is that... Wait, okay. I need a little time to think about that. Yep, ninjas have booty.
They totally do.
There's like a cave or some sort of like a dojo with lots of gold in it.
Yeah, it's like Harry Potter's bank at Gringotts. It's just full of ninja money. They don't even use regular people money. Mm-mm. They have like ninja
gold.
Ninja gold. It did appear they were dressed like ninjas, said local police chief Robert Ammon. Local businessman Ricky Leckie reported that it happened just across from his bar. It's shocking. Things like this just don't happen out here. I just can't believe it happened.
What do you mean, not in Japan?
Yeah, right.
Rumored ninjas like in the 14th.
I love that it's 1400s. Like, it's four different instances all in different cities in Pennsylvania.
I'm telling you, the end is near, Jenny. The end is near.
The end of days.
The end is near. I like yours. I think yours is my favorite so far.
The ninja?
I like... now I got a new love for ninjas.
I like it.
I do too.
I would be stoked if I got cut by a ninja. I would feel like a celebrity.
Well, you get their superpowers.
I would be, seriously, they're transferable into you.
Mm-hmm.
At least you like. Well, at least just your one hand would be powerful. Like the rest of your body would just be normal.
So you'd be able to masturbate like super fast.
Oh, so fast.
Or like behind a bush, or like incognito or something.
So I guess in this scenario, are the ninjas douchebags? Because ninjas are awesome.
I think it's the people pretending they're douchebags. People that are pretending to be ninjas.
Okay, you're right. Because those aren't real ninjas, obviously.
Well, a ninja strikes, from what I understand, Webster, or the internet says, that ninjas usually, when they kill somebody, you just put it onto somebody else. They're stealth.
Yeah, okay, you're right. I'm going to put fake ninjas.
Okay. All right. I've got another one. This one in particular is a pretty short copy, but I think this is the biggest douchebag that I've ever heard in my life.
Wow.
This is in Middletown. Where is this? Jersey? Yeah, in New Jersey. Thieves stole a new 24-foot ramp for disabled people at a cafe at a soup kitchen.
Oh! That's fucking horrible.
Now that I read it, it sounds even worse.
They're stealing from homeless disabled people. Like, there's two strikes on you right there. You're homeless and you're disabled. Like, talk about kicking somebody when they're down.
Well, when they can't even get soup.
No soup for you.
I hope that got on. I just farted.
Oh my god, we are such children.
No, we are not. We are not people. We are fucking children. Police believe they tried to steal it for scrap. Free Metal Center President Douglas Jewell told the president of Atlantic City that the theft is the eighth time the building has been hit.
The soup kitchen?
Yeah, the soup kitchen evidently like gets hit by... Do they just have shitty soup or something?
That is so wrong.
That is very wrong. The soup kitchen... Oh, this one isn't even open yet. The soup kitchen is due to be open this summer with hopefully a wheelchair ramp that is not going to be stolen.
Seriously, how did they even get it off the building? They had to come with tools and fucking dismantle
the thing.
Jenny,
can I read this again?
Yes.
A 20-foot ramp. It's, I'm sorry, 24 feet. That's a huge ramp.
That's huge.
That's like a wedge. They're taking a huge wedge.
Jesus. Did it say how many people?
No, they haven't found anybody. That's douchebaggery.
That is awful. Okay, so to recap the douchebags for episode 93. First one, we have teacher walks naked in elementary school to reveal his third eye. Two, man urinates on cough medicine in Walgreens.
Revenge pee, I think.
Three fake ninjas terrorize Pennsylvania. And four jerk steel wheelchair ramp from soup kitchen.
Usually Patrick comes up with a song to come out of douchebags, but nah, he's not here.
we're running on low manpower today.
Exactly. And for once, you guys don't have to listen to us for an hour and 15. So why don't we do a little bit of our movie madness?
Excuse me, are we having a party?
Okay, this is a curious question because our friend Tyler just came in. Tyler, you just heard it. Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
You heard it first time because we got it on the first take too. So, all right, cool.
That's good. At least these clips have been really short and we were worried that maybe they weren't enough for the listeners to actually get any idea what this movie is. Right. This awesomely awesome movie.
Yeah, timeless movie. Here's another one.
Your power has enchanted me. I stand helpless against it. Come to me now. Tonight, let me worship you in my arms.
So is it Sex in the City?
Should we reveal who that actor is? Maybe to give a hint to any of the listeners.
No, we're not going to give them shit this week. All right, here's another one.
You are my sun, my moon, my starlit sky. Without you, I dwell in darkness.
Jenny?
Yeah?
Can I tell you something real quick?
Sure.
I think Patrick's a dick. Thank you, Patrick, for going off to make do sound on a movie and leave us with a joke. Because this when I first started working with Patrick, the origin of Movie Madness was working in a kitchen. And in order to pass time when we're prepping and stuff, I would always just belt off movie quotes. And Patrick was there for that. And this was the first one I did to Patrick. So,
oh, I didn't know that.
Touche, Patrick.
I like it.
Touche. So I got one more and then let's do a reveal.
Okay.
I am the greatest swordsman that ever lived.
You really are.
You're turning into a pumpkin in real life. Jenny, you want to reveal?
The movie is the best fantasy movie of all time.
Directed by one Ron Howard.
Ooh, yeah, you're right. The wonderful movie is called Willow.
I was going to play the movie trailer, but I can't find the
Okay,
clip, but...
I was waiting for you because you looked like you were assembling something amazing. Yeah, so if you haven't seen this movie, check it out. It has a great cast of Val Kilmer and...
Who played Willow? What was his name? Warwick Davis.
And lots of little people are in the movie. And
Squiggy? Squiggy play the pixie?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit. He played the pixie, not like one of the dwarves. I'm sorry, that's probably NPC. Fuck it.
No, well, there are pixies, I think.
There's pixies, there's dragons, there's trolls, there's all kinds of
the
stuff.
The trolls that...
Oh, they're brownies, you're right.
Brownies. Kelly. And they steal things and cause trouble. But in this movie, they actually are the comic relief,
they're
I guess.
Helpers.
And they really help out in a tight spot.
If you guys have a movie that you might want us to do that you think Patrick could do, you should email us at hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com in subject, but Patrick Movie Madness or something like that, because...
And then you won't look at it.
Yeah, I won't look at it.
Yeah, because we all have access to that email account, so Patrick could go in and view it.
Right. We are coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. If you would like to contact us, you can do so at our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can email us at hideouscreatureshow.gmail.com. And on Facebook, and Jenny, I think you had something to say about the Facebook this
yes,
week.
Yes, I want to give a special thanks to everybody who posted topics that we could do on the show. They're awesome. Some of them are really great. And we didn't do one this week just because Pat isn't here and we didn't want to... exclude him from
right.
the fun.
There's some good ones, and even if like those ideas come up, they kind of will feed on to another idea. Even if we don't use that particular idea, that's fantastic. We're going to use some of those for sure.
Yeah, so those keep them coming. If you think of anything else, Facebook's probably the best place to post them, and
Right. Or you can email us.
Yeah.
Or you can, a best way to do it is at 503-928-7751, which is our hotline.
Yeah.
If any, like our topic of the week, which was our end of day songs, if you guys have an end of day songs that you think would be awesome, you can call us at 503-928-7751 and say it. And maybe we'll play it on the show. I think that'd be awesome if like listeners called in
and
we played some of it, maybe. Although,
especially if it's a kick-ass Jovi song.
Yeah. Well, you guys, be particular. Because we get a lot of stuff and it's just blah, 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 blah. Be down
right,
at the point,
yeah.
You guys.
And if the clips are too long, then it's hard to play.
Yeah, and I love hearing all the stuff and it's great. And so, you know what? Leave a long one if you want, especially if you're driving drunk in Georgia. You can listen to the show via our website, Podbean, Podcast Alley, and iTunes. If you use iTunes, we implore you to leave us a little review. Leave a bad one if you want. Just give us 5 stars.
These guys suck.
Is that
5 stars.
Yeah, you guys are the biggest dickheads in the world. 5 stars. Because that's going to help us go up in the ratings and give us some more exposure. If you want to buy a t-shirt, we still have some left. We're going to do a new run. I think we got one large, and we got maybe 3 or 4 mediums and 3 or 4 smalls left. And then we're going to do a new run. I think we're going to do the Chris Bishop.
I love it.
Unicorns fucking. Which, I don't know. I don't even have one. I actually wore one once out.
I have a t-shirt.
You cut the shoulders out of yours,
right? I did. I tried to like Pat Benatar eyes it.
And a feeling so revealing. I'm losing my voice. The best way to support the show, you guys, is just to tell somebody. Tell a friend.
Tell your enemy.
Tell a loved one. Tell an enemy. There you go. Special thanks. We have Mike that gave us the naked teacher story.
Yeah, it's awesome.
He posted it on our Facebook, and I took it off immediately because I knew that was going to be it. And I didn't want people like to get it and read it and stuff and not hear it on the show. Johnny Fucker, a special thanks to you two for letting us use your computer again. And again, to everybody that suggested those stories on Facebook. That was fucking fantastic. The intro to the show was American Dad, a crack commercial, which I thought was really funny, which is great. And our outro is X-Ray Specs. Polystyrene died this week. We thought we'd give her an homage for an outro. We're going to do another show in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful week, and thank you guys for listening. Bye-bye.
Hideous Creature Show.